Cambridge English. Key English Test for Schools. Listening Test 14. There are five parts to the test. You will hear each piece twice. We will now stop for a moment. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, look at the instructions for part one. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question one. One. Which sport is Claire going to play at the sports centre?
Are you going to the sports centre this afternoon, Claire?
Yes, I am.
It will be hot in the centre today, won't it? They don't have air conditioning on the basketball court.
I'm not playing basketball, and I'm going to play outside.
Oh, right. Are you playing in the football competition?
No, I'm going to hockey practice.
Now, listen again.
Are you going to the sports centre this afternoon, Claire?
Yes, I am.
It will be hot in the centre today, won't it? They don't have air conditioning on the basketball court.
I'm not playing basketball, and I'm going to play outside.
Oh, right. Are you playing in the football competition?
No, I'm going to hockey practice.
Two. How much is the bracelet which Grace likes?
Look at that bracelet. Isn't it beautiful?
Yes, it is, but I'm sure it's expensive.
Let's see. £30.
That's cheap.
I don't think so.
£13?
It's £30, not £13. Well, £29.50, actually.
Now, listen again.
Look at that bracelet. Isn't it beautiful?
Yes, it is, but I'm sure it's expensive.
Let's see. £30.
That's cheap.
I don't think so.
£13?
It's £30, not £13. Well, £29.50, actually.
Three. What is wrong with Sam's mother?
Is your mother okay now, Sam?
Not really. We don't know what's wrong with her.
Has she got a cough?
No, she isn't coughing, and she hasn't got a headache, but she's always cold.
That's strange.
Yes, it is. We're all worried about her.
Now, listen again.
Is your mother okay now, Sam?
Not really. We don't know what's wrong with her.
Has she got a cough?
No, she isn't coughing, and she hasn't got a headache, but she's always cold.
That's strange.
Yes, it is. We're all worried about her.
Four. Where is the teacher taking her class this afternoon?
Where are we going this afternoon, miss?
We're going to a very interesting place, Jack.
Is it the beach, miss? We can collect shells.
No, we're not going to the beach.
The forest, miss? To look at the birds and the insects?
We're going through the forest to the river.
Can we catch fish, miss?
You can catch them in a bottle and look at them, but then you must put them back in the water.
Can we go now, miss?
Now, Listen again.
Where are we going this afternoon, miss?
We're going to a very interesting place, Jack.
Is it the beach, miss? We can collect shells.
No, we're not going to the beach.
The forest, miss? To look at the birds and the insects?
We're going through the forest to the river.
Can we catch fish, miss?
You can catch them in a bottle and look at them, but then you must put them back in the water.
Can we go now, miss?
Five. Which room is Fred in?
Where are you, Fred? I need some help.
I'm here, Mum.
Where's here? Are you in the living room?
No, Mum. I'm getting things out of the fridge for lunch.
Oh, okay. Well, can you come up to my bedroom and help me with a chair?
Okay. I'll just put the things on the table.
Now, listen again.
Where are you, Fred? I need some help.
I'm here, Mum.
Where's here? Are you in the living room?
No, Mum. I'm getting things out of the fridge for lunch.
Oh, okay. Well, can you come up to my bedroom and help me with a chair?
Okay. I'll just put the things on the table.
That is the end of part one. Now, look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher telling students about the school fair.
I hope you're all looking forward to the school fair next Saturday. I don't mean tomorrow, of course, but a week tomorrow. It's the 21st of May. We hope the weather will be fine, because the fair should be on the school field. But if it rains on the day, we will move everything into the hall. This year, we are going to start a little earlier, at 2:30, instead of 3. So tell your parents, 2:30. Now, we need some help on Saturday morning with putting things on the tables and so on. So can I ask students in Year 5 to come in if you can? Just Year 5, please. The fair is free to all our students, and it is only £2 each for your mother and father. If your parents bring your brothers and sisters who go to other schools, they will get into the fair half price, so just £1. Thanks for listening.
Now, listen again.
I hope you're all looking forward to the school fair next Saturday. I don't mean tomorrow, of course, but a week tomorrow. It's the 21st of May. We hope the weather will be fine, because the fair should be on the school field. But if it rains on the day, we will move everything into the hall. This year, we are going to start a little earlier, at 2:30, instead of 3. So tell your parents, 2:30. Now, we need some help on Saturday morning with putting things on the tables and so on. So can I ask students in Year 5 to come in if you can? Just Year 5, please. The fair is free to all our students, and it is only £2 each for your mother and father. If your parents bring your brothers and sisters who go to other schools, they will get into the fair half price. So just £1. Thanks for listening.
That is the end of part two. Now look at part three. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Nick talking to his friend Jill about a television programme.
Did you watch the Theatre Channel last night, Jill?
No, I didn't watch television. I went to a restaurant with my family. Well, just my mother and sister.
What about your father?
He had to work. Anyway, what did you watch last night?
It was about Shakespeare.
Oh, right. Which play was it? Romeo and Juliet? Hamlet?
No, it wasn't one of his plays. It was about his early life.
Oh, right. Was it good?
It was great, but the actor who played Shakespeare was awful.
So it wasn't about Shakespeare. I mean, a documentary. It was a film.
No, it was facts about him. But they did parts of the story like a play.
I see. But you know all about Shakespeare, don't you? He was born in Stratford and he moved to London and became an actor and...
And? That's the point. We don't know much about the life of Shakespeare. The programme said that he had four sisters and three brothers.
Families were big in Shakespeare's time.
Yes, and he got married at 18. His wife was 26.
I didn't know that.
The programme said he didn't go to university and perhaps he never left England.
Really? So how did he know all those words and all that information about Italy and other countries?
Yes, it's strange.
You don't usually watch history programmes, do you? You prefer space programmes. Oh, and cartoons.
Yes, that's true. And I don't understand Shakespeare's plays, but I have to find out about him for an English project.
Now, listen again.
Did you watch the Theatre Channel last night, Jill?
No, I didn't watch television. I went to a restaurant with my family. Well, just my mother and sister.
What about your father?
He had to work. Anyway, what did you watch last night?
It was about Shakespeare.
Oh, right. Which play was it? Romeo and Juliet? Hamlet?
No, it wasn't one of his plays. It was about his early life.
Oh, right. Was it good?
It was great, but the actor who played Shakespeare was awful.
So it wasn't about Shakespeare. I mean, a documentary. It was a film.
No, it was facts about him. But they did parts of the story like a play.
I see. But you know all about Shakespeare, don't you? He was born in Stratford and he moved to London and became an actor and...
And? That's the point. We don't know much about the life of Shakespeare. The programme said that he had four sisters and three brothers.
Families were big in Shakespeare's time.
Yes, and he got married at 18. His wife was 26.
I didn't know that.
The programme said he didn't go to university and perhaps he never left England.
Really? So how did he know all those words and all that information about Italy and other countries?
Yes. It's strange.
You don't usually watch history programmes, do you? You prefer space programmes. Oh, and cartoons.
Yes, that's true. And I don't understand Shakespeare's plays. But I have to find out about him for an English project.
That is the end of part three. Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear a teacher talking to one of her students called Hugo. How long will Hugo be away from school for?
Can you give me your geography homework on Monday, Hugo?
I won't be here on Monday, miss.
Why not?
I'm in the city team for the basketball competition. We leave for France on Monday and come back on Saturday.
Oh, of course. Good luck with the competition.
Thank you.
Do you think you'll win?
I hope so. We're very good, miss.
Now, listen again.
Can you give me your geography homework on Monday, Hugo?
I won't be here on Monday, miss.
Why not?
I'm in the city team for the basketball competition. We leave for France on Monday and come back on Saturday.
Oh, of course. Good luck with the competition.
Thank you.
Do you think you'll win?
I hope so. We're very good, miss.
You will hear a man talking to his daughter, Sally. What does he want her to do?
I need your help, Sally.
Okay, Dad.
You know that it's your brother's birthday party this afternoon?
Oh, Dad, how could I forget?
Okay, well, there are plates and so on the table. I've wrapped all his presents and the cake's coming at 2.
Is it chocolate cake?
Yes. Can you put the candles on the cake when it comes?
How many candles?
Very funny.
Now, listen again.
I need your help, Sally.
Okay, Dad.
You know that it's your brother's birthday party this afternoon?
Oh, Dad, how could I forget?
Okay, well, there are plates and so on the table. I've wrapped all his presents and the cake's coming at 2.
Is it chocolate cake?
Yes. Can you put the candles on the cake when it comes?
How many candles?
Very funny.
You will hear a teacher talking to her class. When must they arrive at school tomorrow?
Now don't forget, tomorrow is the school trip to London. So you have to get to school a little earlier.
But I come on the school bus, miss.
That's okay, George. The school buses will arrive at the school 15 minutes earlier. So they will leave each bus stop 15 minutes earlier. If you usually catch the bus at 7:15, tomorrow it will leave your stop at 7 o'clock.
Perhaps my father can bring me. What time must we be here?
7:45, 7:45.
Now, listen again.
Now don't forget, tomorrow is the school trip to London. So, you have to get to school a little earlier.
But I come on the school bus, miss.
That's okay, George. The school buses will arrive at the school 15 minutes earlier. So they will leave each bus stop 15 minutes earlier. If you usually catch the bus at 7:15, tomorrow it will leave your stop at 7 o'clock.
Perhaps my father can bring me. What time must we be here?
7:45, 7:45.
You will hear a father talking to his daughter, Anna. What was the weather like on her camping trip?
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Anna. Welcome back, love. How was the trip?
It was great. We had fun.
Was the weather okay? It was very hot while you were away.
It was sunny, but it didn't get very hot.
Oh, good.
And we didn't have any rain at all.
Now, listen again.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Anna. Welcome back, love. How was the trip?
It was great. We had fun.
Was the weather okay? It was very hot while you were away.
It was sunny, but it didn't get very hot.
Oh, good.
And we didn't have any rain at all.
You will hear a boy, Tom, talking to his mother. What has he just done?
Tom, we must go now or we'll be late for the train.
I'm coming, Mum.
Well, quick as you can.
OK, here I am.
Have you put everything in your bag?
Yes, I did that this morning.
Have you filled your water bottle? It's a long journey.
I filled it after lunch.
Have you closed your bedroom window?
Yes. I was closing it when you called me.
Okay, let's go.
Now, listen again.
Tom, we must go now or we'll be late for the train.
I'm coming, Mum.
Well, quick as you can.
OK, here I am.
Have you put everything in your bag?
Yes, I did that this morning.
Have you filled your water bottle? It's a long journey.
I filled it after lunch.
Have you closed your bedroom window?
Yes, I was closing it when you called me.
OK, let's go.
That is the end of part 4. Now look at part 5. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 21 to 25 now. You have 15 seconds. You will hear Lily talking to her mother about the school art competition. What subject has each child chosen for the competition?
Mum, there's an art competition at school. I'd like to paint something. Oh? Do you have to paint a person or fruit or... The teacher said we can paint anything, but I can't decide what to paint. Well, you're very good at animals. Yes, but Daisy's painting as a horse. It's her horse, actually. I want to do something different from the other children. OK, well, tell me what the other children have chosen. Well, Jane has painted her mother. It's a beautiful painting, actually. And Charlie has done a lovely painting of his young brother. He's 6, and he looks like a little monkey in the painting. What about your friend Jim? Has he entered a painting? Yes. He did a lot of paintings of the sea when he was on holiday. He is entering one of those. With boats? No, just the sea, with very big waves and black clouds above. It's difficult if you want to do something different. Peter loves insects, so he has painted a beautiful red butterfly. So, nobody has entered a painting of a man or fruit or flowers. I'm not very good at fruit or flowers. But you do people well, Lily. Yes, perhaps. I've got an idea. Grandfather's coming for tea this afternoon. Why don't you paint him? That's a good idea. He's got a very interesting face. Thanks, Mum.
Now, listen again.
Mum, there's an art competition at school. I'd like to paint something. Oh? Do you have to paint a person or fruit or... The teacher said we can paint anything, but I can't decide what to paint. Well, you're very good at animals. Yes, but Daisy's painting as a horse. It's her horse, actually. I want to do something different from the other children. Okay. Well, tell me what the other children have chosen. Well, Jane has painted her mother. It's a beautiful painting, actually. And Charlie has done a lovely painting of his young brother. He's 6, and he looks like a little monkey in the painting. What about your friend Jim? Has he entered a painting? Yes, he did a lot of paintings of the sea when he was on holiday. He is entering one of those. With boats? No, just the sea, with very big waves and black clouds above. Hmm, it's difficult if you want to do something different. Peter loves insects, so he has painted a beautiful red butterfly. So, nobody has entered a painting of a man or fruit or flowers. I'm not very good at fruit or flowers. But you do people well, Lily. Yes, perhaps. I've got an idea. Grandfather's coming for tea this afternoon. Why don't you paint him? That's a good idea. He's got a very interesting face. Thanks, Mum.
That is the end of part 5. That is the end of the test.